Welcome to the Pocket Guide to a Disciplined Mind. I am your host and your guide, Gabby DeLorenz. Within these next 30 days and every single 30 days you come back to this course, my intentions for you are to find stillness, to find more self-love, and to find a little bit more gap between the breath in, finding a gap between the breath out, and finding a gap between all of the small, stressful moments that seem to appear in your life every single day. May this course be a pathway to living a disciplined life, but really just a happier life, filled with more intention, filled with a ton of self-love, and filled with more and more opportunities to offer yourself grace, to find happiness, and to find a little more stillness. Welcome to day one. What is meditation? Meditation can be viewed as the science of awareness. Many meditative techniques that people are aware of require sitting and stillness. That can be very hard. I am here to tell you, inform you, that meditation can be found in every single moment of every single day. Meditation is allowing the brain to focus on one thing at a time. Meditation is finding pause in the present moment. So it is not sitting in stillness with your mind completely empty. But inevitably, when the thoughts come up, how do you honor them? How do you acknowledge them? When the negative self-talk comes up, do you find yourself going into more negativity? Meditation is the pause between the thoughts. Meditation is an opportunity to find stillness and to really tune into what is actually going on. And the way I like to ask this is, what is the truth here? Not what is my truth, because your truth is a combination of everything, every experience that you have gone through up until this very point right now. Meditation is finding just the simple facts. What is going on in this exact moment? And is my mind making things up? Is my mind putting things in front of me that are not there? Another way to ask yourself this is, has this shown up before in my life? It might be a different casting characters, but has this moment, this opportunity, these challenges, this difficulty, or maybe this opportunity, when have I seen this before? How have I reacted in the past? And how are you going to respond instead of react? Meditation is the difference between responding and reacting. Meditation is your opportunity to choose again. Please note that during these next 30 days, including today, your mind may wander, may find itself really into a certain thought or two. And some days you may feel like the meditation master, quietly, effortlessly sitting on your mat in your chair with nothing else going on. Meditation is a practice. You don't show up to the gym one day able to squat 250 pounds on your back. It is a slow, arduous process and task. And every day may feel different. Some days will be easier. And some days may be substantially harder. On the days when it is hard, try and sit and stay. On the days when it is easy, maybe you can find a few extra moments to sit just a little longer. Honor your practice every day. And honor yourself within the time of practice. Without further ado, day one of your meditation. Find your way onto a chair. You're more than welcome to lie down. Come to a seat on the floor. Or I prefer to sit up on a pillow, or maybe a few pillows stacked up on each other, to lift the pelvis off the floor just a little, which should give your low back a little more space to sit up nice and tall. Reach the crown of your head long and relax your shoulders away from your ears. I will be here with you for this entire meditation today. Some days I will leave after brief instruction. But know, during these 30 days, I will always be here to take you out of meditation. Feeling your feet on the floor, on the chair. Just start to check into your body. Bring your eyes to close or a soft gaze towards the floor. As you lengthen your spine up towards the sky. Feel your shoulders melt away from your ears. Your tongue away from the top of your mouth, the back of your teeth. Feel your eyes start to get a little heavier towards the back of your skull. Today, day one, we'll lead you through a body scan. For the physical body has all of the answers. It knows how you're feeling before the reactions even come up. So first and foremost, the best piece of advice I have for you on this meditation journey is to, whenever anything comes up, whenever there is a hard question that you really don't know the answer to, come back to day one. Come back to checking in to the physicality, the physical body. It is tangible and it has the answers. Start with your right big toe. Notice any tingling, any warmth or coolness, any tension that you may be holding in your right big toe. Start to feel the arch of your right foot into the heel of your right foot. Up your shin into your right knee. Asking yourself, how do you feel? Notice the pressure in the back of your right knee. Walk your way up into your right hip. Notice any tightness, any loss of sensation. Start to notice the bowl of your pelvis, the pelvic floor, into your left hip. Notice the weight in the left hip versus the right. And without judgment, without moving, notice if the weight feels even in the left versus the right hip. Coming down your left leg to your left knee. Down your left shin to your left heel. The left arch of your foot. And into your left big toe. Up your left leg, noticing the back of your left knee, any pressure, any tension. Into your left hip. Notice the small of your back. Can you feel any space there? Can you create more space there? Working your way up your spine to your rib cage. Notice with every breath in, the ribs come apart so your lungs fill up. Every exhale, your ribs come together as your diaphragm relaxes and pushes the air out of your lungs. This diaphragmatic breathing is a game changer. Stay here for a few moments, feeling your belly rise with every inhale. Relax and soften with every exhale. Notice any tension that this breathing creates in your shoulders. Keep trying to relax them down your spine. From your diaphragm and your rib cage, work your way up to your right shoulder blade. Notice any tension there. Up into your right shoulder. Any warmth or coolness, tingling or numbness. Down your right elbow into the palm of your right hand. Notice the energy here. If your palms are up, can you feel the energy there? If your palms are down, can you feel the energy going into whatever is on the other side of your palm? And if you feel nothing, know that that is fine as well. Work your way back up your right arm into your collarbone, your clavicle. Work your way across your clavicle towards your sternum, your breastplate. Notice any tension in the back of your throat, the back of your neck. and come across to your left collarbone and to your left shoulder, your left shoulder blade. Can you relax this space down just a little more? Maybe on your next exhale, you can really let your shoulders fall down away from your ears. Down your left shoulder, left elbow, feeling the energy into the left palm of your hand. Maybe you can even feel your heartbeat. Work your way back up your left arm to your shoulder, across your collarbone. Feel all of that energy as you work your way up the top of your head. Maybe you feel your spine lengthen. Maybe there's an emotion or a color that you affiliate with this sensation. Just feel and notice your physical body. How can you create more stillness in your being, in your physical body? Asking yourself if you can find more stillness in your physical body, will it allow you, will it help you to find more stillness in your mind, in your emotions, in your spiritual body? Start to come back into the room, feeling the floor beneath you. You can wiggle your fingers and your toes if that helps waken you back up. Bringing your hands to heart center, bowing your chin into your chest. The light, the love, and the teacher in me sees, honors, loves, and respects the light, the love, and the teacher in each and every one of you. Together we bow. Namaste. Thank you for participating in day one of our 30-day meditation. I will see you here tomorrow for day two. Namaste.